You're listening to The Work-Life Equation, the Bright Horizons Family Matters podcast for busy working families. Whether you're a working mom, a dad, or you're busy caring for other family members, we've got tips for how to fit jobs and families together and for how to make your work-life equation add up. I'm Lisa Oppenheimer, and today, working parents, we're focused on you, specifically how to be good to yourselves. We know that's a tall order. We're all so focused on the kids, but what about us? Well, there's good reasons we should all be paying attention to wellness, and it's not just about looking good in our skinny jeans. Back in 2016, our own Jessica Corlett Kaplan talked to wellness coach Christina Reel, who told us why and how we should be finding more time for ourselves.
Thank you to Bright Horizons for inviting me to speak today, and to also to all of you who have joined and for prioritizing, as Jessica said, having this be part of your day. I'm so excited to be here with you today and share these topics. So just a little bit about me. I'm a private coach as well as a corporate wellness speaker, and I coach private clients on nutrition, losing weight, reducing stress, improving sleep, finding ways to bring back exercise into our lives. And really what I focus on is balance. It's all about gaining balance in our busy lives. And so today we're going to talk a lot about this, but how all aspects of our wellness are really so interconnected.
For most of us, eating well means simply dieting, but Christina says not so fast. In fact, she says what might be worse than simply not eating well is not eating enough.
So let's start with nutrition. To feel really good, it's important to keep our energy stable. And it's important for so many reasons. It'll impact the way you feel, the food choices you make, and even the energy that you have to spend with your kids or spending your free time. And when I say keeping your energy stable, I really just mean maintaining an even blood sugar level to avoid those energy crashes that we've all experienced and avoid reaching for the junk food because of how hungry we become. And so I'd like to say, when you think about eating well, try to focus on how what you're eating makes you feel and keep that in mind, the how does it make you feel? What kind of energy do you have? That's the really important piece.
What do you need to think about in terms of food that will really help us feel stabilized?
First, a big one is not skipping meals. And I know for a lot of people, breakfast is a common one to skip because we're all so busy in the morning and rushing. We don't have time. I absolutely get that it's super easy to skip, but breakfast really sets us up for the rest of the day in terms of energy. Just using breakfast as an example, it doesn't have to be elaborate. The focus should be on what will energize or stabilize your blood sugar, and also what works for you in your morning. A few examples of just really easy breakfast items: green smoothies, fruit and yogurt, overnight oat, egg muffin cup. All of these are really quick, and some of them can even be made in advance so that you don't have to be rushing around in the morning with them.
You know, and your point about actually the smoothies resonates with me. I was trying to find creative ways to get fruits and veggies into my kids, so I started to make smoothies for them. And then as soon as I was able to switch them to their low-fat milk, I was thinking, wow, this would probably be pretty healthy for me. So now every morning I make smoothies for them, put it in their little thermoses, and I put the rest in mine. So that's what I end up doing for breakfast, and it's kind of just, I was doing it anyway, so now I'm just doing it for myself.
I love how you said getting their fruits and veggies in them first thing in the morning. And it's also, you know, you're giving yourself the energy, but also them as well. So that's a good example. I love that. Well, the other tip I have is getting protein in where you can. Protein really helps to keep us satiated. And again, all of the focus is all about on how the foods that we eat affect our energy level. So protein is really, really important for that. The other tip is, it sounds very obvious, but I always tell my clients to have something in the afternoon, an afternoon snack. That's because a lot of people go from lunch all the way to dinner without eating anything in between. And usually what happens is that there's a big energy crash by the time you get to later in the evening to dinner. So having that afternoon snack or a little pick-me-up makes it a lot easier to make choices for healthy choices for dinner. And it also translates into you having more energy and probably a little bit more emotional bandwidth when you're picking up your kids from the center or doing errands on the way home. Whatever it is that you're doing, that snack or that little pick-me-up is just going to keep you going. And it's a bonus if you have protein in it. You know, focusing on what we can do to maintain energy is most important, but really to make that happen, planning is super important. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, what can you do? I like to show people how to really just set up their week, what your week's going to look like, and having a little bit of a plan. There might be nights that you eat out or, you know, you're running to soccer practice or something, but kind of coming up with a plan for the week of your meal. And that's going to help you not only for set yourself up right, but also make your grocery shopping trip a lot quicker and easier. And then the other is using the items in the store that are already prepared, like pre-cut veggies, fruit, rotisserie chickens are great, even frozen veggies. And there's no shame in that. You know, they're still healthy. You're still making great choices. It's just going to make it that much easier for you to be consistent and eat healthy. I also like to say, look at the things that you already do. How can you make them more efficient? So for instance, at the beginning of the week, if you make individual serving sizes of snacks or whatever you throw in your lunchbox or even your kids' lunchboxes, maybe do that at the beginning of the week all at once instead of doing it on a daily basis. It's definitely going to keep things moving in the morning, and it does save you time doing it all at once versus, you know, trying to take out all that kind of stuff on a daily basis. And if your kids are old enough, encourage them to help you, you know, whether it's picking out the snacks or choosing healthy meals that they want to have during the week, helping you cook, whatever it is, encourage your kids to get involved. And not only are you modeling, but you're now having them do it. So win-win.
Completely. I love outsourcing to my children. I'm excited for the day when they can actually do something for themselves. Yeah.
It's no surprise to anyone that we as parents aren't getting enough sleep. But Christina says there are things you can do to snooze better. Her strategy, well, it might not be the most popular answer, but she says it works really well.
This is my favorite topic. I struggled with sleep for a long, long time. So I understand firsthand how much sleep affects our mood, our concentration, balancing of our hormones, as I mentioned before. And I know making sure that you get enough sleep as a parent is a huge, huge struggle, especially for those with younger kids. What I'd like to talk about today is even if you can't control how much sleep you get, you can look at focusing on how to get quality sleep in those hours that you are going to get. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So just like you probably have a bedtime routine for your kids, I recommend a sleep or bedtime routine for yourself. As adults, I think that we throw all of that out the window. And we usually forget all about that and just go right from our busy day to bed without any transition at all. So what ends up happening is we go to bed and our minds are like computers. They, you know, we leave sometimes our computer with a million windows open. That's how our minds are. So that can sometimes mean that we're lying in bed and waiting to fall asleep while our minds and bodies are trying to calm down. It also can mean, this used to happen to me, is waking up in the middle of the night with too much on our minds, that busy mind.
Can you give us some ideas for how we can just really effectively wind down, knowing all that people are dealing with?
Absolutely. So this one I'm not going to be popular for, and I'll just say that right up front. No one likes this one. But shutting off your electronic devices 1 hour before bed, because the blue light that are in these devices really affect our melatonin production and interfere with sleep. So I know we've all heard this before. I'm not telling you anything new, but it's really worth the reminder because the science backs it up.
You know, this can be a tough one nowadays. because not only is our society 24/7, but many of us are in the height of our careers right now and always want to be on. We want to be responding to emails, researching our next project or whatever.
I absolutely understand that. Trust me, because as a business owner, I want to be responsive to my clients at all times. But the reality is that I'm not good for them if, you know, I'm not taking care of myself. And especially in my field, that's really important. Bedtime habits for me are top priority.
I think that's a very good point. I bet you, you know, I know that, you know, if I can model the idea that I don't, you know, I'm not sending emails at 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night, that it gives permission to my team to you know, be better themselves. So I think that idea of modeling behavior as being a way to prioritize this makes a lot of sense.
So the last tip I have for preparing your brain for sleep is to unwind our brains or our bodies, especially if you have a busy mind. Listening to something, it could be an audiobook, soft music, white noise, sounds from nature. But if you think back or if you think to what you do with your children, you read them a book before bed. And it kind of lulls them into that sleepy state, transitions their mind. So it's the same idea for us as adults. Another of my favorites is doing a brain download. And this is something that I've been doing for a couple of years now. It really works, but it's really listing on paper every little thing that you have in your mind. And so it's different than a to-do list or a task list. But it's literally just taking everything that you have on your mind and putting it on paper so that in the middle of the night, you're not waking up thinking about it.
Most of us feel like exercise doesn't count unless it's something big like a marathon. But Christina says, think small. In fact, for most of us, she says, just a few minutes every morning is just enough.
I'm excited for this section, particularly, you know, personally, ever since having my twins, I think I'm seeing the idea of being physically fit and strong as a priority, just because before I used to see being physically fit as something aesthetic, you know, to look good, and that just didn't motivate me as much. But I have actually noticed that when I don't take time, for example, to stretch, then my back hurts, and then I am just literally slowed down because I can't pick up my kids and put them in the car seat. So I am starting to see how really exercise really is kind of prioritizing, you know, my children because it's making me be better for them. So I know lots of people on the webinar feel the challenge about when to actually fit in exercise. I feel that way. So what ideas do you have, Christina?
Funny. I see a common thread, right? Time. We're all starved for time. And that's, you know, with exercise, it's the same thing. It's when do we get it in? And, you know, I love exercise for all the ways it contributes to health, the way it makes me feel. And I think it's extremely important to get something into our lives. The one thing I always, when I'm working with clients, especially people who are trying to lose weight, I really try to get them away from focusing on or stressing about how much exercise they're getting. Because to be honest, when looking at exercise from a weight loss perspective, what we eat is actually a lot more important than the exercise we get. And I'm by no means saying that exercise doesn't matter, isn't beneficial. I'm just saying keep it in perspective. So hopefully we can eliminate a little bit of that stress when it comes to the area. With exercise and with everything, what I like to say is looking at what we can do. I think a lot of times we focus on what we can't do, which doesn't really help us. And so it's looking at what we can do, what we can fit into our lives. And that's really the most important aspect of it.
I think that's a great point, giving ourselves permission to, you know, say that what we can do is enough. So, you know, especially I think this is a great point because our focus today is about how to make everyday wellness a reality, you know, not so much on, you know, how to lose weight per se. So what are some ideas for fitting exercise into our daily lives, Christina? Give us some tips.
You know, with exercise, it's a lot of the same, you know, thing that we have to look at our lives and do a little bit of planning, a little bit of forethought. You know, trying to look at our days and our weeks strategically and seeing what we have available, both as far as time, and then as far as how we're going to get it in, where we're going to get it in. But it becomes a lot about our mindset and just thinking a little bit ahead on what we can do. I think a lot of it is also being flexible. So if you have 10 minutes in the morning and another 10 minutes at night to squeeze any kind of exercise in, that's perfect. That's exactly what you need. Get that in and focus on that, you know, that you've got something in. And, you know, it could be, that's just one example. It could be 20-minute walk at lunch or going for a nature walk with your kids, or maybe there's a neighborhood walk group that you can join in. Really, anything that's going to get your blood moving, your heart pumping. It could be taking laps around the office or outside. It's whatever you can do. The point is fitting it in, fitting something in. A tip that I gave to my mom that now she does is when she's watching TV, she now uses free weights. And so she'll just grab her free weights and start doing, you know, bicep curls. I've taught her a couple different exercises,
that's
shoulder
awesome.
Presses. And so, you know, she gets some exercise in and she's kind of multitasking, relaxing at the end of the night. And, you know, and that, I love to dance, and I see my niece and nephew pretty frequently. And so whenever we're together, we have dance parties. And this is another great way to have some fun with your kids. I mean, I don't know, you know, about anyone else, but by the time we're done, we're all kind of, we've worked up a sweat, we've got smiles on our faces. And, you know, I guess what my point is really just to think of exercise as, without having that rigid connotation of I have to be at the gym or I have to be doing a certain type of exercise. The focus is on feeling good, fitting it into your everyday wellness, getting your blood pumping, and like I said, just focusing on what you can do for yourself.
You know, did everyone hear that? That's on the webinar. A wellness expert just said that if you have 10 minutes in the morning, it's perfect. So I am listening, and you know, we're seeing in the chat, people are saying, you know, I bought a 7-minute workout video, and you know, is that enough? Or you know, 30 minutes is all I ever can fit in, but it makes a difference. Give ourselves credit for it. Right.
Nice.
Let's celebrate that we're doing something. You know, I went to with a friend yesterday to her child's soccer game, and you know, we walked around the field as she was staying there for her soccer practice because then she had to take her kid to piano. So we just walked together, and you know, good for us, good for her. So everyone can continue to be encouraging one another and ourselves.
I love those examples. I think I mean, it's a different mindset, right? It's really being more flexible and saying, hey, you know, this is life, right? We're not going to have time to do everything. And we're human, right? We're not going to do everything perfectly. So it's really, it's all about changing our minds. And I think if you have that mindset going into the day and going into the week, you're going to look for those opportunities more and be more open to when you can get them.
That's all for us today. I'd like to say thanks to our own Jessica Corlett Kaplan for hosting our webinar and to Christina Real for being our guest. You can contact Christina and learn more about wellness by visiting Real Wellness. That's R-E-A-L-E wellness.com. And for tips from working parents just like you, visit the Bright Horizons Family Room blog at blogs.brighthorizons.com/familyroom. If you like what you heard today, get more of our podcast by subscribing. While you're downloading, let us know what you thought or give us a share. Thanks to everyone for being here. We look forward to seeing you next time as we help make the work-life equation add up.